Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned in to the Investor Show. Ladies and gentlemen, on today's episode, we're going to go over IPOs and how to find the finances on IPOs. Now, think about it. We're going to go over what is the IPO, how to find the finances on the IPO, the lockout period of IPOs, all of the great stuff. Now, why am I bringing this topic up, ladies and gentlemen? The hottest IPO of 2020 so far was Snowflake, which came out about 2 days ago. It IPO'd at $120, but it shot up to $240, over 115% on the day of its IPO. Now, we're going to talk about that. And the thing about it, why this episode is so important, is usually on IPOs, we don't know what's going on. It's a big name like Airbnb. Airbnb is supposed to be coming public, making its initial public offering. And Airbnb, we all know what it is, but I don't know how much money Airbnb make, how much money they're losing, what's going on with the company. So usually I will wait until the first earnings report will come out to know what's going on with the company. But in this episode, we're going to go over exactly how to find and how to look up IPOs financial reports. But first, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't done it already, make sure
hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button.
So, ladies and gentlemen, today what we have pulled up here, this is the SEC filings for Snowflake. Snowflake became very popular. As anybody knows, I follow Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway a lot. And usually they don't get into IPOs. And usually I don't get into IPOs at all. And I made that very important why I don't get into IPOs, because I don't know the finances. It's usually a bunch of hype. And then when everybody jumps into it, then the bubble bursts. You know, I've seen it happen a million times. So I usually wait until the finances come out or after the lockout period. So let's first get into, before we get into Snowflake, let's talk about what is an IPO. An IPO is initial public offering. This is a brand new company that comes onto the stock market. Companies come onto the stock market to make and raise money. So you take this company right here, Snowflake, which is the hottest IPO 2020. It became public on Wednesday. So it made its initial public offering, meaning that people can go out, the public can invest into this company. Now, companies like they said, Berkshire Hathaway and JP Morgan that invested into this company, they had the private offering, meaning they are the ones that got into the company for $120. Now, this is why I don't buy IPOs, is because, yes, the people behind the scene who gets to get the private stuff, like Robinhood and Airbnb, yeah, they're going to get the low price. And then when it comes to the market, this price is going to explode. It's going to go up. And then by the time you get a chance to get it, it comes out, you buy for $240, then it loses gas. That's why I usually stay away from IPOs until after the lockout period, all the other great stuff. So IPO is initial public offering when a company is seeking to raise money from the general public. And when they're looking to raise money from the general public, what they do is they go out and they make the public offering. So that's pretty much what an IPO is in general. Now, let's go into what is the lockout period. I spoke about this on previous episodes. The lockout period usually lasts between 30 to 45 days. This is, for example, let's say Airbnb. Let's say Airbnb reached out to me and said, hey, Prince, do you want to buy some shares at Airbnb privately? And I say, sure. And I buy Airbnb. They give me the public offering of $30. I buy $1 million worth of Airbnb for $35. Now that I have it for $35, they're going to say, when this company goes public, you cannot sell your shares until 90 days afterwards. So this stops a lot of volatility in the market, because let's say if you brought Snowflake for $120 in the private market, when it becomes public, sooner that thing shoots to $200, you might want to sell yours. You turn around and sell yours. All the people that got in at the beginning are selling their stocks. That's what creates a lot of volatility. You heard me on yesterday's episode. I said the reason why stocks have so much volatility is because it's the one and only, one of the very few asset classes, stocks and bonds and mutual funds in general, where you can trade in and out of it daily. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what the lockout period is. It locks out the initial people where they can't sell their shares. Why is this so important? Because usually right after the lockout period, a lot of people love to dump their shares, which causes a dramatic fall into the company. This is another reason I stay away from IPOs, because when the initial people get a chance to get out and make 100% profit, they may sell their shares, driving down the shares of the stocks. And if I got them for 240 and they're driving down, all the big boys are moving money out of the company, not a good look. So I usually kind of wait to the it gives me a good chance about that 90-day mark. I can see their quarterly earnings. I can it passes the lockout period. Everybody can sell their shares if they want to. And the hype has kind of died out 90 days prior. I mean, 90 days until the stock. So that's why I usually don't buy initial IPOs when they very first come out. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it. How to find. Let me make sure my thing is together. But I'm going to get into how to find the finances, right? How to find the finances of an initial public offering. Now we're going to go exactly into this. So right here, what you see me sharing my screen for the people that can, who's catching this on the video, this is the investor relations on Snowflake. So you go to the, you type in, you can just Google Snowflake. You can go to snowflake.com or you can just Google any IPO, Snowflake IPO. I mean, investor relations. So when you go to investor relations, you're going to go up on the finances. When you go up on the finances, you're going to go to SEC filings. SEC, Security and Exchange Commission filings. Now that you're on that filing, now you can go to, you can pull up dates. Here they have it right here. This is their date. Today they filed something. I haven't had a chance to read that, but this is what I'm looking at, the prospectus, right? This was filed the day they IPO, which was September 16th. So the first thing you can do is you can go right here, click on the PDF. So I'm going to pull that up for you guys and girls. Y'all give me 1 second as I switch my screen. Let me go here. Let me share the new one. And no, I want to see. Where we go. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, this is the prospectus for, I'm strolling up to the top here. Let me get all the way to the top a whole lot faster. This is the prospectus. Now, the prospectus for a brand new company is telling you everything about this company that's coming to the market, which is very important. I'm looking at this IPO. I'm like, what's so special about it? Who is this competition? What do they do? Who's backing them? What are their customers? What are their finances look like? You know, how much money are they making? What is the momentum? All the other good stuff. And as I scroll to the top here, you're going to be able to see that. So right here at the very top, this is their initial public offering. They're issuing 28 million shares. I think, is that it? 28 million? I thought it was a little bit more than that. I hope I'm not quoting that wrong. But here they got here 28 million shares with the initially of the common A stock. So right here, you can see who's behind the company. They tell you right here, Salesforce Ventures LLC and Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated, which is Warren Buffett, have entered into an agreement with us to purchase 250 million of our Class A shares. So they purchased 250 million of the shares. But the initial public offering that they purchased them at was $120. But when the stock hit the market, it went up to $240. Now, right here, you scroll on down. As you scroll down and you're trying to find the finances of this company, you can see some of the pretty stuff they put up here, totally quarter revenue, all that good stuff. So one, you may want to learn a little bit more about the business. You can. That's very important. I'll get a little bit into that later. But you may want to learn, like, more importantly, you want to see the financial data, right? So where are my finances here? Let's go. We got the prospectus, capitalization. Okay. Selected consolidated financial and other data. Boom. Click there. That's where we want to go. Now we're going to scroll on down here. Boom. Here we go. Here are the finances, right? Ending started in January 31st. This tells you right here how much revenue they had. This is in thousand. They generated $264 million in revenue in 2020. Versus 96 million last year. The cost of revenue right here, the operating costs, they are netting a loss. Last year, they netted a loss of 178 million. This year is 348 million. You can see all the money that's coming in and out of the company. So right here, I can see their revenue, their gross profits, their expenses, you know, all of the good stuff. We can stroll down a little bit more, see how many assets do they have. You can see here, July 2021, they had $1.4 billion as of July 31st of 2020, $1.4 billion in total assets, right? Let's see about their liabilities. Product revenue. So you can see here their product revenue, how it's growing from $97 million to $252 million. how many customers they have, the product revenue, right? You can see their product revenue here, their total customers. And then also, they would tell you who their competitors are. This is very important. Let me scroll back to the top here. Because when I look at a company, I look at their finances. What good are the finances? Who am I comparing them to? What makes them good, better, and different than anybody else? So when I look at a company's finances, I love to see who is their competition. This is how you can find the competition. Once you come here, you're going to go here to business. Right up under the table of contents, go to business. This is going to tell you about the business, all the good stuff about the business. They're going to give you industry background, the limitations of their technology. It's also going to go into their solution, how they've been a solution to what's going on. What I really love what they did, how I learned about the company, is they told, they gave case studies of Capital One, right? Here it is. They gave case studies of Capital One, how they helped out Capital One and the largest retailer in Europe, I think it was. So what they data does is Snowflake essentially is, you know how we save information on our laptop. Usually we save information on our desktop, our computer. Now they're letting you put it on the cloud. And this is not new technology. This has been going on. I'm trying to pull it up here for y'all, so y'all can see it yourselves. They'll tell you who the competition is. The competition is AWS. These are some of the customers they have here, which is Microsoft and Amazon. Amazon purchased AWS, and Microsoft purchased AZQU. I can't pronounce it, but they purchased those. Those are their competitors. And they will put that out. They will list that out here. Here, this is their case study, what I have pulled up here, of how they helped out Capital One. They're saying, not only are we going to put your information on the cloud, we allow you to use that information. For prime example, once you put all your information on the cloud, we're going to say, hey, Capital One, this person here, people who have this much money in their account are buying a lot of this particular product. You should market your product to XYZ. They might be interested in it too. So they're taking your data and they're putting it together on the cloud, and then they're giving you information on how to market, how to generate more money, how to reach out more people, learn about your consumers, stuff like that, which I think is pretty cool. Now, I'm not well-versed into the industry, I will say. That would be something that any new investor would have to learn, but it's good information. So these are their partnerships. I'm going to pull up. Here it is right here. This is their competition. Who are their competition? They tell you AWS, I can't pronounce that name there, AZRGCP, but I know AWS is owned by Amazon, Azure, they're owned by Microsoft, purchased them out. So that's the top two competitors. The difference is Amazon is really an e-commerce company that's exploding into everything. Azure is a, Microsoft is a computer company that's exploding into everything. Snowflake seems to be a company that is specializing. That could be a competitive thing. So they tell you about their competition. And when you look at the finances of Snowflake, you got to compare their finances to other companies that are out there. So that's one way you can look at it. Look up the finances of the particular companies and find those things out. So ladies and gentlemen, we talked about today, what is an IPO? We talked about the lockout period, and we talked about how to find their finances of a brand new company to find an IPO. So ladies and gentlemen, see what y'all say in the comments. Eric Davis said, I brought 2 shares of Snowflakes, but I have made 2,000 from DraftKings. Okay, nice. DraftKings, there we go. Who else we have here? Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Crystal? And then we also have Mr. Tony. He said, okay, we got Tony C right there in Ohio. All right, I appreciate y'all for tuning in live. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to conclude this quick episode. Hope you guys and girls learned something about this. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. Thank you.